Story number one, I don't feel ready yet. This story is usually the first line of defense your fear uses to dissuade you from doing something new. The story goes like this. I am definitely going to do this challenging thing very soon, but I don't feel ready yet. But I promise I will do it just as soon as I no longer feel uneasy about it. Then I will know I am 100% ready. This story sells you on the idea that all you have to do to avoid the feelings of fear and uncertainty is to wait for a magical future where all those feelings are put to rest, and then you will take action. The thing that makes this story so seductive is the notion that our feelings are reliable guides for all of our decisions. They most certainly are not. While we often say that we should trust our feelings, the fact is that your feelings are anything but reliable. Have you ever watched a scary movie and then had the feeling that someone might jump out of your bedroom closet? Maybe you even left a light on next to your bed to give you the feeling of safety. Would you say these feelings were reliable? Why would a killer wait till you watched a scary movie to break into your home? Even if he did, why would keeping the light on next to your bed stop him from hacking you to bits? We like to think that our feelings are like Sherpas, whom we can trust to chart our path deftly along dangerous grounds. Sadly, that is simply not true. What's true is that the only time when you feel ready to do something is when you have already mastered it and there is little chance of failure. There was a time in your life, probably around 6 years old, when tying your shoe was the most complex and challenging undertaking you could imagine. Every attempt was filled with trepidation. Every failure is filled with shame. Never did you feel ready to tie your shoe. Then one day, you got it. You quickly forgot about all the difficulties, and from then on, you were always ready to tie your shoes. The same is true of every new endeavor you face in life. You will never feel ready to do anything until you have achieved mastery over it. Waiting until you feel ready is a story you have devised to avoid potential disappointment, heartbreak, and shame. Everyone struggles with risk. Without it, there is no reward. It would be nice if we knew the outcome of an uncertain act before we did it, but that's simply not how life works. A good risk and a bad idea will always feel the same. A good risk and a bad idea are like two identical packages showing up on your doorstep. One box is full of cash, and one box is full of dog doo. Neither your feelings nor your logic can tell you which box holds the good risk and which one is the bad idea. Do you invest in Facebook advertising or go with SEO? Do you hire a business coach or enroll in an online college class? Do you hire a sales manager or outsource your sales to a call center? There are a near infinite amount of different options for growing your business, which makes a near infinite amount of ways to get it wrong. So how do you know if you're taking a good risk or choosing a bad idea? I discovered the answer to that question a few years ago when I went skydiving for the first time. I was feeling anxious about the idea of jumping out of an airplane, so I did an exhaustive amount of research and discovered that the sport was quite safe. The truth is, you're more likely to die in a car accident on the way to the airport than you are jumping out of the plane. My mind was eased, and I was excited about soaring through the sky like Superman. However, that all changed when I was in the air, nearing the jump point, and my instructor rolled open the door. Looking out into the empty sky and the 10,000-foot drop to the surface of the earth, suddenly my good risk seemed like a very, very bad idea. Everything inside of me said, stay in the plane, don't jump. I did not feel ready to skydive. So what did I do? I surrendered to the truth. The truth is, you will never feel ready when approaching anything risky. You won't know if it's a good risk or a bad idea until after you do it. That's what makes it a risk. You take action first, and then evaluate later if it worked out to your benefit or not. If it was a good risk, terrific. You probably got what you wanted. If it was a bad idea, terrific. You probably learned a valuable lesson through the experience. Whatever the bad idea cost you, it was an investment in your future. It will always come around to your benefit. As for me, falling through the sky at 32 feet per second, I only discovered that I had taken a good risk after the chute opened and after I gently landed back on solid ground. Your life and your business life are meant to be lived in a perpetual cycle of risk-taking, followed by either triumph or a learning experience. Life is not meant to be lived in stagnation or indecision. "I don't feel ready yet" is a story. It is your fear's attempt to keep you out of harm's way. Understand it, respect it, and acknowledge it, but do not trust it. It is also a story designed to keep you small, stuck, and far away from your next greatest opportunity for success and fulfillment. What are you currently telling yourself you aren't ready to do? Whatever it is, recognize that it's just a story. To help you kill that story, jump the gap of your fears, and take action, let's begin your first practice. If you haven't yet set up your practices, go to killyourstory.com. If you already set up your practice, go to the email you received when you saved it and click the Continue Assignments button. Then, click the next button in your browser. Either way, I urge you to do it now.